Well, hi, everyone. Welcome back again to another podcast episode of Harbour Stories. We're a podcast that's all on about hearing stories from real people from all over, and in particular, seeing how God has been at work in their life. My name's Andrew, and today we're talking to Dave. Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Hi, Andrew. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you very much. Hey, Dave, we just want to get to know you a little bit. So could you just tell us a little bit about where you grew up?
Sure. I grew up in Wollongong. My dad worked at BHP down there. So I grew up going to school there. And after school, I worked at BHP for 11 years before then I quit and went to Hall College and into ministry work.
Yeah, right. 11 years, that's a fair chunk of BHP working. What kind of stuff were you doing with them?
I was in IT, so they paid for me to do my degree, so I was doing part-time uni for the first 5 or 6 years while I was working with them, which is great. They paid for all that. And then I was, you know, had 6 years of experience and ready to go afterwards. And mostly I was doing support work for computer systems that ran at the steelworks. So the two main ones for me was the computer system that scheduled maintenance across the steelworks in Port Kembla. And the other one was I did maintenance on the computer system that ran the weigh bridges that weighed trucks in and out. So we knew how to pay them tonnage and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And you spoke a little bit about how you went from this job to going to do some ministry. And this isn't the main thing we want to talk about today, but just out of curiosity, in 20 seconds or less, what motivated you to make that change?
Yeah, it was a slow burn. I had an interest in ministry since I was young, so sort of mid-teenager, but I always tried to find ways to not do it and sort of be a good layperson in church. And slowly but surely, God eroded all the barriers. And through the discipleship of a couple of ministers around me at the time, we thought, hey, you know what? Ministry would be a great thing for you to go and do. And God opened the doors and made it happen.
How great's that? Well, fantastic. Yeah. Dave, you're going to talk to us a little bit today about something which happened to you a few years ago. Would you mind, letting us know, where's this story of yours start?
Yeah, so I thought I'd share today about what happened to me in 2016, so a few years ago now. 2016 was my ninth year working as an assistant minister at Currajong. My boss at Currajong and I, we got on very well, and the ministry was going well overall, but we decided by the beginning of that year that the church needed a change. So either one of us had to leave or something else had to happen that sort of created a new opportunity for the church. My boss and I had very similar skill sets, and we thought that if someone else could come in, that would really help the ministry. And so there was nothing particularly difficult. There was no conflict or anything like that going on. We just thought 9 years is a great time together. We thank God for that, but it's time to change. And being the assistant minister on the – sorry, someone just slammed the door in the back. Being the assistant minister, I'm the most vulnerable one in that situation, if you like. So in June in 2016, we announced to the congregation that I would be leaving by the end of that year. That was partly so that my boss could then get stuck into his interview process, because around about the middle of the year is when the fourth year lists go out, and he wanted to, give himself the best opportunity to find someone to replace me, but he didn't want to do that knowing that people in our church would know without announcing first that I was actually leaving. Sean did his interviews and offered the position to someone quite quickly, really, by about August, I think it was. Yep. And that was great, although it was a little hard to be in church that day when he announced that, but, you know, that's not anyone's fault. That's just what it is, You know, I wasn't blaming anyone for that, and I was really pleased for the church that they'd found someone. What I found difficult was my own process of trying to find a new job to go to, a new ministry position to be involved in. That proved to be a lot more difficult. It took a lot longer than I was anticipating, and so that created a number of challenges for myself and for my family and even for the church at Currajong to negotiate as the rest of that year unfolded.
Mm. Yeah, wow. Well, do you mind letting us know what were a few of those challenges that you were facing?
Yeah, sure. So it turned out that there are a lot more people looking for jobs than there were jobs available. So just that made the situation tough in some respects. I ended up interviewing, I think, for 13 different positions over that 6 or 7 month period. And that just takes an emotional toll on you. You get excited, you hear about a job, you get excited about it, you apply for it. You get the excitement of being called in for an interview, sometimes a second interview, and then 12 times, or 11 times actually, I was contacted to say, I'm sorry, you're great, but we've offered the job to somebody else. And so that was challenging for a few reasons. Firstly, that knocks your confidence around a fair bit.
Mm.
And so I found that hard. And so there were times then when I started questioning my worth and my value, not in a serious mental health issue kind of way, but there were days that I found pretty hard to navigate. Mm. And then, you know, I'd hear about who got the job and I'd think to myself, oh, they're great. That church is going to do really well with that person in that position. There's no way I could have done what that person could do. And you play the comparison game all the time. So dealing with disappointment, I think, was one of the challenges. Another one of the challenges was leading my family through change. So
Sure. It
was hard. It was hard for my family, particularly my three children. Their whole life, they'd only know Currajong. And so for them to think through, you know, if we move somewhere else, it'll be okay, you know, school will work out okay, you'll make friends, church will be okay, you'll make friends. So Steph and I as the adults, we knew, like we were anxious about it naturally, but we knew that it would be okay in the end. But our children didn't have that sense to fall back on. So leading the family through change, I don't think we told them about all the different jobs I was going for. Like they probably knew that I was applying or going to interviews, but we didn't tell them much more than that time by time. So... and one of the curious things we found was we had to help Currajong people negotiate what was going on, because as the year went on and they knew that the new guy was coming, but they knew that I didn't have somewhere lined up to go to yet, they became very anxious and stressed about it. And they got, a few of them were quite upset about it. You know, there was a little bit of misinformation going around about what was going on between my boss and I, so we had to sort of sort that out. But also too, just helping them deal with disappointment, because, you know, I'd go to church on a Sunday, you might tell one or two people, oh, I've got a couple of things in the pipeline. I wouldn't go into specifics about what churches or what ministries or how many interviews I've had or anything like that, but I'd say, you know, something's in the pipeline. They naturally ask me the next week and I'd say, oh, yeah, no, that one fell through, so I'm going to apply for another one. So helping them go through the disappointment of that. And I think... The end of the story was that we left. Our last Sunday at the church was the 1st of January 2017. And when I left, we still didn't know what my next ministry position would be. So we just kind of left and went off into the atmosphere somewhere. And they were feeling horrible about that. Yeah. And then the very next week after they said goodbye to us, the new guy for them showed up and away they went. So helping the people at Currajong was a challenge for us as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can imagine there'd be just, you know, a few tensions there. You obviously have the frustration of finding new work, but you still love the fact that new churches were getting new ministers as well. And, oh, that's a really tricky place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think one of the things about leaving... you know, a couple of other things then came up of, well, what would I do if I'm not in ministry?
Mm.
What could I possibly do? And, you know, started going through the process. Before we had children, Steph was a teacher in primary schools. And so she was starting to gather all her paperwork together, because we thought she'd have to be the employed one for a while and do some casual teaching. So we went through all that. And then part of it was just the not knowing how long it would be. The answer to that question ended up being 7 weeks. And if someone had told me at the end of December, look, you're going to be unemployed for 7 weeks and then it'll be okay, I would have thought, you beauty, 7 weeks off, this is great. But when you start that 7 weeks and you've got no clue, that is really anxious. Oh, we were really anxious about that because you just don't know, you know, how are we going to pay the rent? How are we going to put food on the table? All that sort of stuff. Karajong were as gracious as they could possibly be. They allowed us to keep living in the house that we'd been renting through them. They offered a couple of other situations that would really help me financially through that time, which is just very gracious. They didn't have to do that, but they chose to do that, which I think was a reflection of the relationship I had with them at the time, which was great. The irony of it all was that at the end of it, in January, I had 2 job offers at the same time. And so then I had to choose between the two. And that felt horrible because all of a sudden the shoe was on the other foot. I was the one ringing somebody up to say, thanks for the offer of the job, it'd be great, but I'm actually going to go and do something else. And so it was a remarkably hard conversation to have given that it had happened to me so many times. I found that quite a difficult thing.
Mm. So it sounds like you've kind of been through the motions, kind of been thrown a bit topsy-turvy in that period of life, looking for work and finding work and then having to tell someone else you can't work for them. I imagine that would be a bit of a roller coaster. In the midst of all of that, it's really challenging, right? You mentioned yourself, there are times where you kind of question your worth and it's hard to trust God in some of those times as well. And so I was wondering if you could just quickly let us know something about what have you learned about trusting God in this time?
One of the things that really stood out to me is that God always provides abundantly, but often he does it in ways we don't expect him to or anticipate that he will. So we were blessed to have good people around us who were very kind and generous. And then when the opportunity came to come and work at Moorebank and Hammondville, God was very gracious in providing that opportunity as well, because it turned out to be a great situation for us in that I could come and work as part of a team. So in my previous churches, it was just the senior minister and me, but here there was a larger team to come and work. I got the opportunity because one of my main jobs here is to pastor the congregation at Hammondville. So there's a bit of freedom there to run a congregation but still be part of a team to do that.
Yeah.
And just in terms of, this is not necessarily theological in any way, but it was just lovely to come back to this area. Steph grew up in Panania. Her family still live in Panania. Her parents attend the Moorebank 10 o'clock service. So it's lovely to be back close to family again. And it's half the distance to get back to my family in Wollongong living here. So there was great things like that too, that we could see that God was providing abundantly for us. On top of that, it's just lovely to work with another ministry team. We love the community here at Hammondville where we love the surrounds. We love the school. Our girls attend the local public school, and we've been building great relationships and having good ministry opportunities through the school outside of normal scripture classes week by week. And it's just been great to see how God has blessed us in so many ways. And I guess the thing about that is that, you know, there's no way while I was at Karajong I could foresee most of that.
Mm.
But to know that while we change and while things around us seem to constantly change, God doesn't change. He's always good. He's always gracious. He always provides for us. And there's always much to be thankful for.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I think, yeah, particularly even this time when there's so much uncertainty, it's so helpful to be reminded that, you know, when you're in the thick of it, it's very hard to see how this could be used for good, how God could be using this. But even in your own story, it's amazing just to see how God's been looking after you and your family throughout that whole thing, even when at a time it totally didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. My last question I have is how has God been changing you throughout the whole ordeal?
Yeah, I think, well, in terms of he's been teaching me new things about ministry. So coming to Hammondville is a very different demographic to Currajong. At Currajong, I was responsible for the 6 p.m. service. So that's my mostly youth and young adults. The Hawkesbury is also almost monotone Anglo in its culture. There are a couple of exceptions, but not many. And to the point where I remember one of my children, after they'd been at Hammondville Public School for a couple of days, came home and said, "It's so multicultural down here." And we just kind of smirked and said, "Well, yeah, that's kind of more normal than anything you've ever may have experienced before, but that's normal." Currajong wasn't in that sense. But also here too, because we've got one of the things that I had to learn was the members of the congregation at Hammondville, a lot of them are senior saints. And so learning to do ministry amongst them, I had to learn how to do that. And then we've also got a number of families from different ethnic backgrounds. And so learning the nuances of ministering to them. So instead of just me ministering in the way that I'd known and had done, I needed to learn that doesn't work for all people. I need to change the way I go about relating to people and following them up and caring for them in different ways. So that's been a great learning curve as well. And then also too, just working in back in an office environment. At Currajong, I work from a home office, whereas here we work more in a team office environment. And that's been a great blessing as well. So I've really enjoyed that and the chance to have that, the cohort, if you like, or the cohesion of a team where you can bounce ideas off each other and support one another and that sort of thing. I've really enjoyed being part of that as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Dave, we've hit time, but thank you so much for giving us your time to speak to us today. That was really helpful.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
No worries. See you later.